It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Dense cloud cover this hour continues to hold the temperatures back throughout most of Minnesota and the easternmost part of the Dakotas. But sunshine to the west has already brought on some welcome warming. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this morning fell below freezing in western North Dakota and into the frost range in surrounding areas, including northwestern South Dakota. And the cold air mass that was responsible for all that is drifting eastward across the rest of our region and has been associated with a lot of dense cloud cover this morning. And at this hour, we're seeing a clearing line beginning to push through the northwestern corner of Minnesota and extends down towards the Jamestown area and on into the Missouri River Valley of South Dakota. Everybody to the west is mostly sunny. Everybody to the east is mostly cloudy. And the temperatures are being held up because of the cloud cover. Upper 40s and lower 50s occurring at midday on the 19th of May is a bit chilly relative to what it should be. And the temperatures out to the west are cool too, but they're a lot better. Readings in the sunshine are running in the 50s and lower 60s. There are some middle and upper 60 degree readings occurring in north central parts of North Dakota. Well, as we go forward through the rest of this forecast period, now taking us through the weekend, we are going to see a very good period of dry weather. I don't see any precipitation of consequence occurring all the way through at least Monday and probably into Tuesday. Any precipitation that attempts to develop in parts of the region would be quickly diminished by high pressure that will be prevailing. Now, as we get into the early part of next week, we will have an opportunity for some precipitation, but it looks like the most active weather is going to be up across Canada's prairies for a little while. A weak frontal boundary, though, will cut across Minnesota into the heart of the Dakotas as we go from Tuesday into early Wednesday morning, and that will be a trigger for some shower and thunderstorm activity. But early in the indications suggest that precipitation will be kept relatively light. And if that is the correct forecast, then we will be able to go through a big part of the next 6 days without meaningful moisture, and the temperatures are going to turn notably warmer so that evaporation will help us firm up the soil in the wettest areas. Now today, the temperatures will be upper 50s and 60s by the time we finish out the afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll start a warming trend, but it's still going to be a little bit milder in the east with some upper 60 and lower 70 degree readings in Minnesota. But farther to the west, in the heart of the Dakotas, we will see temperatures in the 70s and a few lower 80s. The heat will become more significant as we go from Sunday into Monday, at which time we'll see upper 70 and 80 degree temperatures overspreading the entire region. Monday will be the warmer day. And as we move into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, the heat will stay with us until that frontal boundary comes along. So Tuesday in the 80s, Wednesday we'll see 80s in the east, and the west will turn just a little bit cooler. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.